Yeah, I mean, let's be honest. Jalen Jennings, he deserved it, and I tell everybody this. That's one of our deepest positions. Going into fall camp, he was our fourth team running back, and so you had B.J. Carey, that was a preseason first team, I think, or second team running back, and then you had Zamarion Weber that had transferred from ULM, my alma mater. He was a D1 player, and so those were the two guys. And then Jalen Jennings was really like the third, fourth guy that we had. But both of those guys got injured, and he took advantage of his opportunities, and he became first team all conference. So that was a shout out to him. Man, I seen him the day before we left. He looks like an SEC running back. He's built for it. Zamarion Weber will be back. We signed another kid. He's a one hitter quitter. He can touch it and go 80, 90 at any time. So nobody's seen him yet. So that position is loaded. And then you talk about the Avery Robinson. He's mighty small, but man, what he does is he can play football in that slot. I think he had over maybe 600 yards. He's returning. He loves the game of football. He came to us as a walk-on. And he earned it every single day. And now he's one of the best receivers in this conference. He's done a great job for us, and we're excited. Then I even brought Jordan Jackson with me. He'll have a chance to be all conference. And then the last one is Daenerys Hiller. He's a football playing Jesse, right? He's undersized, but I think he ended up leading the conference in tackling. He's preseason. It was first team last year, preseason this year. He was All-American. That kid is special, man. You'll see him go from sideline to sideline. He's a true definition of what a Golden Line should be.